Long regarded as the worst possible alternative to burning petroleum or natural gas to generate electricity, if you set aside the question of nuclear generators, coal has recently jumped back into the center stage here in the United States for three very important reasons. One is that the U.S. has enough coal reserves for its electrical needs for the next 250 years. Two, it's relatively inexpensive to dig and transport. Three, when one converts it to energy, it produces a lot of it, unlike windmills, solar, and the other green alternatives, which too often require a lot of energy resources to construct and maintain. The catch has always been that coal is an astonishing source of air pollution. But that may be less of a reason these days if the U.S. government has its way. Recently, the Energy Department announced two major new projects under its coal-based fuel cell development program. The contracts go to two research teams, one led by Siemens Westinghouse, the other by a hybrid power branch of General Electric. The goal is to develop fuel cell technology required for a central power station to produce affordable, efficient, environmentally friendly electricity from coal. A fuel cell resembles a battery, except that a battery has a very limited amount of the fuel material and the oxidants, say oxygen, to convert it into energy. Once it's depleted, that's it. A fuel cell, however, can generate electricity as long as it can be supplied with fuel and air pumped through it from the outside. And since the conversion is chemical rather than burning it, the pollution is potentially far less. While the technology is not new, the problem until now has been to build one big enough and complex enough with boosters, pumps, blowers, sensors, and controls that it can be commercially efficient. Also, another project goal is that it must capture 90% of any carbon dioxide emissions. And it must achieve a tenfold reduction in manufacturing cost. The contract, and others like it coming out of the Bush administration, mark a sharp break in American energy policy from past White House strategies. The mammoth 1,700-page Bush energy bill that Congress passed in July was significant for abandoning 30 years of trying to regulate prices and provide government incentives for the more popular energy alternatives favored by various environmental constituencies. The focus of this energy bill is to bring online as quickly as possible a huge domestic energy source, coal, that can be converted into a quantum increase in electric supply. The objective is to wean America from foreign gas and petroleum energy sources, even as it is fighting a war to stabilize the Middle East region, the supplier of half of its 20 million barrel a day oil habit. It's an interesting approach. This is James Rhodes for the BBC World Business Report in Washington.